On the Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch up. Matt gets his gear off at the beach, which is what you're supposed to do, really.
You've got to keep some things on.
WA police have done it again on social media, and we ask what Perth landmark you'd like to buy.
Think of this podcast as one big block of fun. Then imagine living on a big block from 360 to 900 square metres at Rosehill Waters, South Guildford, just 15 minutes from the city.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Now, I've often mentioned to you guys that I follow the WA police on Facebook.
They follow you too.
They follow us everywhere. They're really funny. Like, Waypole, they're just funny. Like, they've changed the way that people view them, I think, by being more approachable.
Yep.
For example, on the Bachelor finale night, they posted a meme of Jared's face, who came second place and was known as the Stage 5 Clinger, and said, WA police are recruiting if you need somewhere else to focus your passion.
Oh, nice.
Like, very cool.
They like to have a little bit of fun, and they've got this new video that they've created that is great, and it's encouraging people to look after their houses, lock up and do the right thing to stop yourselves being an easy target for burglaries.
Well, particularly when you go away over Christmas, making sure that, you know, your house isn't obviously unoccupied.
Yeah, the weather's warmed up, we're out a bit more, and people are starting to think about heading away.
Well, they've made it in this great video of Damo, who's a crim.
I love Damo.
Damo's a crim, and he's just taken us through the signs of houses that are easy targets so that he can grab some stuff.
What's up? My name's Damien. Mates call me Damo. I'm a self-employed receiver of other people's property. Used to work up north, but things have dried up, so I'm out here chasing the next paycheck.
No lights on. Oh, overflowing letterbox. Lazy as renters or residents on holidays. Let's take a closer look. Oh, CCTV. Harder than I thought. What do we got here? What's the difference here? We got bin, and no bin on this version. No car in the driveway. I'd have guessed you're away for the week. But if you had told Barry, your neighbour, to take your bin out, I'd have kept walking.
Oh, Damo looking for his next paycheck.
Listen to that gangster music underneath too. That's awesome.
But there's actually helpful tips in there. But instead of having to watch the boring video where it just says, make sure you lock up.
Yeah.
It's helpful if you've got cameras. Yeah. Don't, you know, put your bin out and bring it back in on bin day, that sort of stuff. It's more entertaining than that.
Yeah. I mean, we laugh at Damo. But Damo's, he's representative in a funny way of those people that you despise because they're just, basically looking for an easy get.
And, of course, he tells us what happens if you don't inform Barry, your neighbour, if you're going away.
Absolutely.
So I've just come down the side of the house, just jumped straight on in. Barry, the neighbour, might have heard something, but you didn't tell him you were going to be away. And when you get back, he'd be like, hey, Barry, we had a break-in. They stole Nan's gold, Timothy's cordless, my runners, and the vacuum cleaner. And then he'll be like, oh, darn, I thought I heard some noise, but your sensor light didn't come on, and I just thought, oh, I'm going to keep watching MasterChef. All in all, an easy haul. I come back with Nan's car tomorrow and pick up the heavy goods. Well, this was an easy target.
Oh, trying to make it harder for the opportunist criminals out there.
I don't think I've ever wanted to know more what Barry's like.
Yeah.
I want to know I want to cast Barry.
I reckon the WA police are onto something. This is such a great video. You can check it out. It's on the Mix 94.5 Facebook page if you want to see Damo doing his work.
Yeah, it's very clever. I like it.
Yeah. CCTV, harder than I thought.
Oh, no.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Now, you know me in business. I mean, I am one of Perth's up-and-coming business people.
You are.
I love business. Yep. I know about business. Yeah.
Really? Have you got any experience or anything?
None at all.
Practically a
CEO. Absolutely none at all.
And an entrepreneur.
I've barely even handed in a tax form. One of Perth's landmarks is up for sale.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
And this may be the opportunity that I've been waiting for.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Peel Zoo. In Pinjarra,
is
being sold. It's $699,000.
Okay.
And it's got a whole heap of animals, obviously, because it's a zoo. That's an important part of being a zoo, having animals.
That'd help if they've done a stock take,
They've done a stock take. But no experience required.
Oh, okay. That sounds good so far.
And it's $699. So basically, you can either buy a whole zoo or a two-bedroom apartment in Scarborough for that price.
Yeah, and it's on 2.8 hectares, so you've got plenty of land down in Pinjarra too.
Is this a Matt Damon movie? Because it sounded very much like that.
Absolutely. So these people bought the Peel Zoo when it was a derelict bird sanctuary, and they've transformed it apparently into one of WA's most popular draw cards with 45,000 visitors a year.
Okay, so people are coming to visit. That's good. And you get to play with animals all day.
Oh, what a great... I mean, I always want... If you're talking about buying Perth landmarks...
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, it doesn't exist anymore, but if I had my time over again, I'd buy El Cabello Blanco.
Oh, would you?
Really? Because it feels like if it doesn't exist, it might have made its way out.
Well, yeah. You remember El Cabello Blanco,
didn't they have
of course?
The Spanish horse shows
the
there and stuff?
Andalusian horses, Claire.
Well, you must have been there, did you?
We did. We went as kids because Tony Barber sang the song, El Cabello Blanco.
No.
You'll feel like you're living in Spain, so why don't you come and join in the fun?
Wow, you really do love El Cabello Blanco.
Oh, it stuck
was that
with me.
Up Green Mountain on your way to Northern?
I don't know where it was. It was miles away. Yeah, I remember we got in the car and, you know, it seemed like a day trip. But
We drove past it on the way to Northern, I'm sure.
Oh, but
everyone
that?
Sort of, I think, has a bit of a dream of something that they want to buy. Like the Perth landmark that I wanted to buy.
Yeah.
And again, it doesn't exist now, but I'm hoping there's another out there.
Yeah.
There was an old fire station on the corner of Scarborough Beach Road and Main Street.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
And I really wanted that fire station. I want to turn it into an events area. Like I want to have either a theatre or like a black box theatre or something like that. And they knocked it down to turn it into a Peugeot.
Oh, the sport you're fun.
So now I'm still on the lookout. I want a Perth fire station that's just got a big open space.
Yep.
One of the old school ones so that I can do it up.
Imagine if you were able to buy the bell tower.
How good would that be?
Have it turn it into
party house.
A nightclub.
Oh, no, my personal trainer used to make us do boot camp there. And
we
used
really?
To run up and down the stairs.
God's got bad memories.
You got a bad vibe for it.
Bad juju at the bell tower.
Don't want that. I always loved that. You know, in Scarborough, at the top of the hill, they used to call it the Blue House. And now it's been made into various houses.
Yes.
Like there's about four or five of them there in a row. Mm-hmm. I always thought that was the dream. But I reckon if it was just out of Perth, if you're heading up towards Northampton, I'd like to own Hutt River Province. Remember Prince Leonard and his little micro nation there?
That's right.
Then he had his own money and it was still there. But it's controversial at times, but I remember as a kid going there in a school camp and we dropped in and we got some funny money and all that with Prince Leonard's face on it.
Excellent.
He's got a fort around it, you know?
God, they were simple days, weren't
Absolutely.
They? Imagine trying to convince the kids to go to El Cabello Blanco now.
No way.
I don't want to live in Spain.
No.
Well, I'll tell you, if there's a Perth landmark that you would like to buy... Tell us what you want to buy and what you want to do with it. And it could win you our Caller of the Day prize, which is a fantastic free car service from Autobahn.
Yeah, keep cool in your car this summer with Autobahn Mechanical and Electrical with their air conditioning regas special. Visit autobahn.net.au.
Yeah, 13:33:53. You may benefit from, I don't know, winning Lotto tomorrow night. It's $30 million apparently.
I plan to.
Yeah, so what Perth or West Aussie landmark would you love to buy and why?
Claire, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Jesse's in Orange Grove. Jesse, what Perth landmark do you want?
The Kwinana Motorplex.
Oh, yes. What would you do with it, Jesse?
Well, I'll keep it the same as it is because I reckon it's fantastic as it is now. Like, you need that one place where you can go and sort of, like, let loose.
Oh. Yeah. Have you taken your car there?
No, not yet, but I've known a couple of friends that have taken their cars there.
Oh, you would when you own it, mate. You just do whatever you want. Yeah. You invite all your mates for free.
That is true, yes.
You know what I would change, Jesse, is that as you leave the motorplex, I wish I could walk through some kind of, I don't know, some sort of like shower type thing where it gets all of the wheel tire rubber grit off your skin.
That might be needed.
How do you get that off? I scrubbed that stuff for days. It was like I had to use a scourer on my skin.
Hey, that's part of the romance.
Yeah, I've
got a feeling that Jesse's not as concerned about getting the rubber off his skin. He loves that feeling, don't you, Jess?
Yeah, it smells pretty nice for a couple of days.
Yeah,
thanks.
Good on you, brother.
Appreciate it. Let's go to York. G'day, Jill. What is the West Aussie landmark that you'd love to buy?
Disneyland Park.
Oh, hello, Jill.
Disneyland Park.
Our producer doesn't know what Disneyland Park is,
oh,
Jill.
Really?
So could you describe to people what it is for those who missed out?
Yeah, it was kind of like the poor man's adventure world back in the day.
It had bumper cars.
Like the really poor man's adventure world. But I would do with it is I would either restore it and have it as kind of like a throwback. But today's generation can be a little bit hard to please. So I was kind of thinking busy lamb, late night lamb sandwich. We could maybe turn it into some like kebab park or something.
Oh, I like that.
Lamb on the spit.
Oh, you know, chill.
Busy on the spit. I know, right?
I love it.
I don't know. Have you seen adults in a kebab shop at night? I don't know if we want that.
Jesse could bring his mates from the Kwinana Motorplex.
And then we could have like a Spartan Ninja Warrior course.
Oh, now you're talking.
Downing their kebabs and...
Jill, you know, you're like an entrepreneur.
I am. Oh. And it's funny, I just don't know why I'm not rich yet.
No, no. We'll keep working on it. We'll call it Munchies World. Thanks, buddy.
Excellent. Jill, I will go over to Spider and Casuarina. Spider, what Perth landmark would you like to buy?
I'd buy the South Perth windmill.
Oh, yeah, it's still there, isn't it? It's fine.
Yeah, why not?
What would you do with it?
I'd restore it, build a little brewery there, microbrewery, nice. And we could sit there in the afternoon, watch all the suckers try and get through the traffic.
Peak hour on the freeway there.
Yeah.
Oh,
hold the glass up on your mate.
Oh, maybe you could start generating some power too. You could, you know, basically pay for itself.
Stick it on the grid.
Yeah, get on the grid.
Yeah, stick it on the... No. Stick on the grid. You ever tried dealing with the government?
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck with your dream, Spider.
By the way, Kimber.
Yeah?
Uh-oh.
Frio Fire Station.
Frio Fire Station.
Frio?
That's where I want to go.
That's the one?
Yeah, go and have a look at the old Frio Fire Station. That's still there.
Beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good work,
old,
Spider.
Old gem there in Frio.
Yeah.
I'll still need a bunch of you to pitch in to buy it with me, though.
Well, good luck with your renewable energy down there at the windmill. Thanks, Spider.
All right. Have a good day.
The next billion seconds are the most important in human history as technology transforms the way we live and work. The smartphone, barely a decade old, has given billions access to information and capacities they've never had before. It's changing what we can do, and it's changing the shape of the future. So what does that future look like? Hi, I'm Mark Pesce, the host of The Next Billion Seconds, a new show on Podcast One. Join me as I speak to some of the brightest minds shaping that world, the people who are spending their lives forming that future. We'll hear about their work in helping shape those next billion seconds. Listen at podcastone.com.au or on the Podcast One app.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly.
Oh.
Getting up that early. Matt's World.
So, you know, beautiful weekend, right?
Yep.
So Friday, 31 degrees, and I think, right, it's time. It's time to really get beachy. I have had a couple of swims, but never sort of, right, I'm going down, I'm going to sit down, maybe read a book and whatnot. So I got myself prepared with my SPF 50 and my hat and my buttoned-up shirt because I'm, you know, I should have been protecting this neck a long time ago. The damage is done. But there I am looking at myself in the mirror.
Right.
I don't know. Oh, look, I'm not a fat man.
No, you're not.
But no. I do. I've got no tone left. I look like an uncooked chicken. You know, so I'm going, oh, God. And I, you know, smother myself in this sunscreen. And I walk down the beach, and the beach was just full of beautiful young people.
Right.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, it was like the universe had decided to really punish me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I walk past, one dude walks towards me, and I looked at him. You know, I can appreciate a handsome man.
Sure.
You know, I'm comfortable enough in myself.
Yep.
But I looked at him and I thought, just go. What are you trying to do to me?
Put your shirt on, mate.
He was like Thor. Right? You know that when sometimes when we're watching morning breakfast television and they have those, you know, like marketing. This is the model that's always on the jiggler.
Yes.
The ab machine.
And nothing moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what this guy was like.
Like a Hemsworth?
A Hemsworth.
Right.
Beautiful, you know, ink, big chest. I'm like, nick off, will you? So I went home and I hit the coconut water,
which
is not to drink. There's my weights, right? So I'm doing my weights with the coconut water because I'm thinking, right, I'm gonna look better by the time I go back to the beach. So I went back on Sunday. And you know how sometimes the sand gets eaten away and you end up with a little bit of a ridge, basically.
Yes.
You have to, so it's fine to get down, but I couldn't get back up.
Struggle on the way back.
So I came out of the water feeling a bit Daniel Craig because I had a little bit of tone, which only lasts about 5 minutes, by the way.
Yeah. Sometimes better than no tone.
Yeah. And I'm walking out of the beach going, I reckon I'm feeling pretty good here. And I saw the ridge and it's probably like a meter and a half and my bag's on top of that. Oh, no problem. I'll bound up this. One, two steps, I just start toppling back.
No.
Oh, so you did a run up to it.
I did a run up and I didn't have enough momentum. So I went to Coles.
Yep.
And I'm there and a woman goes to me, a young woman goes, do you know what to do with eggplant? And I said, yes, I do.
All right.
And I told her how to salt it and prepare it.
Mm.
And she walked away with a smile on my face and I realised that's where I need
to be. That's your forte.
I need to be in the veggie department at Coles.
Yeah.
I'm fantastic.
Stay off the beach.
Stay off the beach. Keep your shirt on.
one small step for mankind.
One small step.
Matt's World. Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for.
All weekend.
It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, Melbourne Cup on tomorrow and look, I won't be betting because the last time the horse that I bet on was so slow, the jockey kept a diary of the trip.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Think of this podcast as one big block of fun. Then imagine living on a big block from 360 to 900 square metres at Rosehill Waters, South Guildford, just 15 minutes from the city.